Hey, welcome back to another Rowing Illustrated podcast. And let's get right into it as Worlds start tomorrow, Senior Worlds. But we do have a special guest this week, a fan favorite, Clark Dean, the two-time junior men's champion in the single. Let's welcome Clark right back on. All right, Clark, thanks for coming on again. How do you like it up here in the Northeast now?
It's great. It's been hot the last couple of days, but nicer now, and great to get back to rowing in something other than a single and being around a group of really great guys.
Yeah, it's definitely a good river to be on, and there's a lot of people out here you can rubberneck around a little bit. I'm just going to revisit back to, you know, the racing in Junior Worlds there, because normally I don't like the Right. Badass racing, but that was quite an exciting, you know, week for you with world best times and you dropping them, you know, through heats and semis. What were your thoughts there?
For the world's best times going back and forth, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, basically when I first got there, and it the forecast blew the tailwind basically every day, I was just hoping that a tailwind would fall on the finals day so that I could actually lay down the fastest time and not have to worry about, like, through the earlier progressions, like, not have to worry about, like, going too hard when I didn't really have to, right? So, because I never really saw the point in getting the time for the sake of getting the time. It would kind of be my worst nightmare to get the time and end up not even winning.
Right.
So, I mean, the first time I got it, it kind of just happened. Like, I had the stroke coach and saw that with the conditions, like, not pushing too hard, I'd be able to stay ahead and get the time, and it wouldn't be, like, too incredible of, like, an exertion. Then the next day, obviously, the wind was even stronger, and then Moritz got it, and I was like, crap, I just hope the wind's going to be good on the finals day. And then actually on the semis day when I went out, the water was really fast, but I realized right before the race started, either me or my coach or somehow the stroke coach got bumped, and instead of showing an average split, it was just showing a stroke count. So I went through the race seeing my split, but never knowing my average, so I had no idea where I was time-wise in the semi. So I just treated that race too, just trying to win it, not really worrying about the time. And then I crossed the line, and then the stroke coach finishes the piece and shows it at 6:45, and I'm like, well, I guess I got it back. So that was actually, got pretty lucky with that one.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty incredible to watch. It was more incredible as a final. I mean, what did you think? You guys are just getting into it, and then all of a sudden you're neck and neck, and all of a sudden the German scholar goes over. What were your thoughts there?
Well, you know, in the moment, like, with all the adrenaline pumping and stuff, I kind of just, like, glance over, think, all right, that's not a threat anymore. Like, then just focus. Then I just have one thing to focus on instead of two, you know?
Yeah.
Just know that that couldn't change how I was rowing and how I was taking the risk, and I just had to be careful.
And then what did you think when you hit something and you sort of bobbled there? Because that would have been epic. Really epic.
Right, yeah. So I mean, I hit a buoy, lost the oar a little bit, went up, grabbed it, and then, I mean, just got right back into it. Stopped for a little bit, but then I'm trying to, like, just balance there. And I basically, like, it was right before I caught. I did the catch where I hit it. And I kind of just, like, hoped as I'm not holding the blade, like, I hope that blade hits the water feathered. That'll just drift back to me compared to, like, hitting it square. And then, like, if I tip that side at all, it'll be a disaster, right?
Yeah.
So, luckily, the blade hit the water feathered. The handle just kind of came back into my hand, just grabbed it, did, like, a little builder, and just got right back into it.
I would have totally lost it if both of you went over. That would have been, like, that would have been
yeah,
epic.
That would have been, like, from a, like, spectator's point of view, it would have looked like it was, like, staged or something. Like, I mean, the chances of that would have been crazy.
Yeah, you could have had a re-row in the dark somewhere just to settle it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. How did did you guys have a brief conversation afterwards? I know you guys are probably kind of close through all this racing.
Yeah, we talked. I met his mom. He met my mom. We all kind of talked, and I mean, it was somber. It sucks that he went over, and, like, it's obviously, like, never the way you want to end a season, end, like, a junior career, but, I mean, he was a good sport about it, and, I mean, he's a great guy.
I mean, I guess my biggest question is, after the racing, why didn't you stand up in the single? I mean, come on.
I mean, I think, considering the conditions, probably the same answer for why I didn't like sprint and open it up and go for another fast time. It was like, just once I got up, it's like, all right, stay ahead and just don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, play it safe.
And then once I finished, it was kind of like, I mean, it's a different feel, you know, like, because what I won in Lithuania was like, wow, I actually did it and I'm the best and I won, compared to like, this year is like, all right, like, this whole last year of work actually, like, I worked harder than anyone else, you know, and it was actually shown that, like, this last year I didn't, like, get too complacent, get too cocky and lose it. So, I mean, it was really, like, a completely different feeling going across the line this year.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, and you had a good, you know, you finished up your high school career on a great note. That was well-deserved with you and your teammates. You finished up this, and now you have a collegiate career that's budding. And, I mean, you're setting yourself up for some epic Harvard-Yale races in the future, which are going to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, and you'll
definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. I mean, not too much more here. I mean, anything you're looking forward to, you know, being in Boston and, you know, training here, and what do you think for the future holds for, you know, sculling? I mean, you're not a junior anymore. What's next?
You know, that's a good question, and I'm kind of just going to play it by ear. Obviously, I'm going to take this year, and I'm going to focus on the eight and focus on Harvard as much as I can, and whatever boat I end up in, like, going to try to do whatever I can to win as many races as I can. But then, going into the summer, you know, I guess I have a lot of options as far as U23s, maybe trying for seniors, anything like that. But I'm really just going to play it by ear, see what Charlie thinks best, what, I don't know, we'll just work, what works best for me, what is going to be best for, I don't know, scrolling in America, sweeping in America, either team. I mean, I'm keeping my options open for the summer, definitely.
World starts tomorrow. What are you looking forward to most?
What am I looking forward to most? Probably, I mean, men's eight, men's double, men's lightweight single. Because the eight is, I know guys in the eight, I know both the guys in the double a lot, obviously raced Ben Davidson, known John Graves for a while, know Andrew Campbell well. I mean, it's all going to be really exciting stuff.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, there'll be a lot of good sculling going on in Charles River next couple of years. I mean, Jevy's already back in training now, so I mean,
right, yeah, I saw her yesterday.
Yeah, she's out there throwing 25-30K down at a time, so that'll be interesting. All right, you're in Boston. Now, have you become a Patriots fan yet? It starts tomorrow.
I'm not a Patriots fan yet. I'll probably watch the game, but still in comments on Patriots fan. But yeah.
All right, well, we'll keep having to check in with you about that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, thanks for doing this. We definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that wraps up another quick podcast. Let's get on with the rest of Worlds. Go from there and catch everyone in the fall season. That's it. Another Rolling Illustrated podcast. Take care, everyone.